Soon, thanks to a couple of PC CAPS engineering students, the Kimball Arts Center will be able to offer welding classes all year long. CAPS is an acronym for the Center for Advanced Professional Studies. Through these elective classes, students have a chance to work in the real world, partnering with businesses and mentors within the community. High school junior Ryan Cook told KPCW his grandfather was an engineer in Colorado. His work on the Bronco Stadium is partly what drew Ryan's interest to engineering and design.
So I've always been interested in engineering, and then I took an architecture class last year and really liked it. So I figured I'd go for it and try and expand my knowledge into architecture and engineering and maybe pursue it as a career in the future.
The students were given some parameters under which they had to create a building design. Ryan says the Arts Center is limited by not having indoor space for metalworking classes.
They tasked us with designing a weatherproof, cheap, but functional studio for them to do their metalworking in. Currently, they just work underneath a tarp during the summer time, but they aren't able to work during the winter time. And so they'd like a studio that's able, flexible, and able for them to work throughout the year, yet still being temporary enough that in 3 years they can tear it down for their proposed remodel on that space there.
PC CAPS engineering instructor Chris Humbert says even though the structure is temporary, it still needs to meet building code.
So things like heat and ventilation are really important. Ventilation especially because they're welding. So there's toxic gases that need to be ventilated out so that the people doing the work, you know, aren't put in any sort of harm. We have to make sure structurally it's safe with the snow loads here and also wind that can lift up a building. Insulation, I don't know that we'll have it insulated because it is temporary and you can only do so much. But we're looking at all those questions.
Ryan hopes to get the plans to an architect this spring.
So I plan on taking this into my architecture class next semester and finishing up the designs. And once we have construction-ready documents, we then pass those off to an architect who then stamps them and we get official approval from the city to head into construction. And then we turn as outsiders watching in and just watch the project develop.
CAPS student Christian Armstrong is partnering with Ryan on the project. Humbert says the two have taken lead on different roles.
Christian's been doing a lot of the 3D modeling in CAD for this project. Ryan's been doing more of the writing and the cost analysis. Christian has also done some of the code analysis, so they've been kind of breaking up the project. Up front, they both did 3D modeling, and then kind of we met with this client, and they honed in on what they liked about kind of each design that the students presented, and then I think from that point on, Christian became sort of the lead 3D modeler.
Humbert says the Kimball is hoping to use the low-cost student design project as a pilot program for future plans as they consider the building of their new arts and culture facility. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.